Penguin Random House Audio presents How to Invent Everything, a survival guide for the stranded time traveler. This is the author, Ryan North. The information and instructions in this recording involve materials and activities that may be dangerous. The publisher and author are not responsible for any injuries or damage that may result from the use of such information and instructions. That's right. You're about to listen to a book so badass, it has to include a legal disclaimer at the front. And by the time you finish this recording and know its secrets, you'll be able to apply that exact same badass disclaimer to yourself. "Hi," you'll say, holding out your hand whenever you meet someone new. "I'm your name here." And just so you know, the person you're about to meet knows materials and activities that may be dangerous. It's going to be amazing. A note for listeners. I didn't write this guide. I found it. It was wholly encased in bedrock, and I know that because I was the one who broke that heavy granulite stone open. I was working construction for a few weeks because I heard it paid well. It did not. I can tell you that I personally don't have the technology to place a book inside solid stone. Nobody does. I've tried to have the book carbon dated, but that's impossible. Whatever exotic polymer the guide was printed on, it's one that doesn't include carbon. The stone I found it in can be dated, of course. It's Precambrian, which means it predates humans, dinosaurs, and most life on Earth. Precambrian rocks are some of the oldest rocks on the planet, so no help there. There is obviously the possibility that the text you're about to listen to is part of a well-constructed and incredibly expensive prank, accomplished using technology unknown to the rest of the world, including the technology to insert objects inside solid rock while maintaining a profile tolerance of under 10 to the negative 4 millimeters. It seems unlikely. But the alternative, that time travel is possible, that somewhere it is being practiced, and that our entire universe is but a copy spun off from their original at some unknown point in the past, also seems impossible. I've researched all the claims made in this guide. Everything that can be verified has been, and the text appears to be an honest, sincere, and accurate effort to explain how to rebuild civilization from scratch in any period in Earth's history. All historical events mentioned in the text line up with our own, though with the guide's focus on technology and civilization instead of nations and people, there are fewer dates and individuals to compare against than you might expect. Their world appears to be much like ours, only better. They have a higher level of technology, a greater understanding of history, and, of course, consumer market, rental, time machines. There's a chance that we might one day also invent time travel, in which case the claims made here could finally be verified and we could discover when and how this impossible book ended up embedded in the solid rock of what would eventually become the Canadian Shield. On the other hand, we might not. The guide that follows is presented in its original and unaltered format, except for the endnotes, which I added in two cases, when I thought clarification or references to supplementary texts would be helpful, or when a claim was being made in the original text that reached beyond our current science, engineering, or historical knowledge. Footnotes are presented as in the original text, and no other changes have been made to content or presentation. The original illustrations in the guide, credited to one Lucy Bellwood, have also been included. I'll be describing them to you. There is an artist working under that name in our world. She claims to have no knowledge of this book or its origins, and I have no reason to doubt her. Finally, I should touch on what is perhaps the most unlikely note in all of this. The technical writer responsible for this guide shares his name just once, and then only in a footnote. It is the same as mine. Part of me knows I can't read much into this. There are a lot of Ryan Norths out there, and I've emailed most of them. Our writer could be an alternate timeline version of any of us. Or he could be someone new, someone with no parallel in our world. Maybe a time travel accident left this book embedded in stone somewhere in our distant past, stranding the traveler there or in some other time, changing our world in small but significant ways that we may never tease apart. Maybe that's why we don't have time travel. Or, again, maybe this is all just part of some incredibly expensive prank. I know what I believe. I know how incredibly, cosmically unlikely it is that I would ever find this guide and share my name with its author and know a Lucy Bellwood too. And if you think perhaps I'm involved in some deception with this text, I will repeat what I said at the start of this section. I did not write this guide. At least, not in this timeline. I'm thrilled to share, for the first time, a complete and unabridged copy of what was originally titled The Time Traveler's Handbook, How to Repair Your FC-3000,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?